This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
3-1. Durbin swings, skies one to center. That is plenty deep. Rafaela backs up. He's under it, makes the catch. Frelick tags. Rafaela's throw on a line is not in time. And the Brewers walk it off again in 10 innings. 6-5 the final. Slayton shakes his head as he walks off toward the third base dugout. And the Brewers mob Caleb Durbin in the shallow center field grass. The Red Sox are swept in Milwaukee and get walked off for the second night in a row in extras.
Get into the Red Sox here. Some interesting song requests all day long here on Jones and Keith. There's a massive back and forth off the air about whether or not we can play Ween.
I think it's unlikely we can play Ween.
I just know it's on our radar.
We're aware of
the songs. We're working on sneaking that one through.
Nick might be throwing a perfect game, and I know we shouldn't even say that, but as broadcasters, Jones, you got to at least tell the people what they're witnessing, what they're listening to.
Yeah, a lot of love. Yep. Lot of love on the text line.
I shouldn't be sitting this close to him.
No, you shouldn't.
No, don't even talk to him.
Look at him.
Just move away a little bit.
Look at him.
Number one, a lot of song requests.
Yeah.
Which we're aware of. Again, we're working on...
See if we get a radio-friendly version of Ween.
Chicken Nick killing it with the music today.
Yep.
Nick killing it with the rejoins, etc.
And a lot of good suggestions as well. So stay tuned and you may hear them.
And it's just, they're just kind of out of nowhere. I don't really know where they're even coming from. But great song choices by Nick today. Not a lot of great choices by the Red Sox recently, Keith. They lose yesterday. Another one-run game. Extra innings. Walk-off sack fly, which you don't always get. What went wrong for the Red Sox this time?
I mean, it's just really a comedy of things. I mean, this was back to like the early season where they couldn't field. They couldn't catch and throw and just make routine outs. That was early.
Yeah, good throw by Campbell yesterday.
It wasn't. Yeah. It seemed like they had kind of put that behind him a little bit. Because you remember early on in the year, it was actually Bregman of all people that was like leading the team in errors. Yep. And then that sort of leveled off. It would creep up here and there, but we were more fixated on... you know, the pitching or the lack of offense or whatever. But yesterday was a day for the defense and yet another short start for Brian Baio. Brian Baio can't go through five innings. He wasn't even pitching all that poorly.
Well, I was going to say, for Vampire Brian Baio, he actually was doing pretty well in the daylight.
For Vampire Baio, yes. However, he can't even get you five. Nope. He's not even eligible for any of these wins. He's getting knocked out of games early or Cora's deciding to pull him. It's been, five consecutive starts where he hasn't been able to go five?
Yeah, ready in reverse order. 77 yesterday, the start prior to that. Oh, great.
87 pitcher, but four. Thank you. So he went 4 2/3, 4 flat, 4 1/3, 4 2/3, 4 2/3. He had a 6 2/3, a 6 and a 5. So when he came off the IL, his first three starts, he all went deeper into the game than these five most recent starts.
Yeah, no, so, and you're right, but the pitch counts are very low. Like a couple in the 80s, yesterday in the 70s, low 90s. After his first three starts, he's not going deep into these
less.
Games, which means you got to lean on the bullpen more. We all know how crummy the bullpen has been. And I think you're right to highlight the defense yesterday. That felt like something that had corrected.
Right.
But Duran drops a pretty easy one. Abreu overruns one. The Campbell throw was nowhere near where it needed to be.
And the first two guys, you kind of think, like, they're pretty good defensively normally. Like, that shouldn't be a problem. Campbell, though, like, what position is Christian Campbell? I know this weekend he's going to be first.
This is another
reason. Not even a second baseman.
It's another reason why I wouldn't mind having DH open, because that might be where he winds up, Keith.
Although you need to hit to be the DH,
good point,
too.
Good point.
No, they've found a way to destroy this kid. He was good at the start, and it was funny because a lot was made of coming out of camp. He was the only one of the big three to break camp with the team. And part of it might have been the right-handed bat. Part of it might have been second base was more open than those other positions. A big part of it was he worked with them to get a contract done. So they didn't have to worry about all this service time manipulation and everything else. So all those things worked in favor of Campbell. He also started the year hitting. So you're like, all right, they called him up. He's doing a good job. But you remember in the spring, he wasn't. He actually, like, quote-unquote, won the job. It was really more like he didn't lose it, but he didn't have a great spring. But he did have a good start to the regular season. And then he's completely cooled off. And they have him hit every spot in the order. They have him playing 2-3 positions. Now they're working on a fourth. It's, like, amazing how, on the one hand, they can be so worried about their other top prospect. And even prospects, right? Meyer only got called up because of the Bregman injury. They're so, like, kid gloves with those two. And then they're just, like, throwing this guy into the fire. And they're like, how can all of these things add up to be the same?
So this is a good point. And we're going to play you some of Craig Breslow today. Front office report on the Greg Hill Show every Thursday at 9. You don't want to miss it. It's a good listen, even if sometimes you're confused, flummoxed by the robotic answers.
Sure.
This week it was Breslow. But I think Breslow made it pretty clear the Crochet stuff from last week was organizational, which really means him. He absolved Cora of any guilt, which I would put some of it on Cora, but I do think that was more medical staff, organizational. It's very frustrating when he throws 85 in one start and then goes out with 100-plus in the next start when they were losing that game as opposed to in a tie game. But whatever, that was last week. Can we put the quick hook on Bayo on Cora, or do you think that's organizational? Like, my guess is that is on the manager. Text line says that's 100% on Cora. Probably is.
That one probably has to be on Cora. Now, because that one, I can't imagine they're like, hey, today he's going 77 pitches.
It's like, also on Bayo just thinking. Like,
Bayo's not very good.
I mean, he should have been out of that inning if Duran didn't drop a lot also
true.
Of the field.
Fair.
Yeah, also true. This was sort of like
but
a classic
77
game.
Pitches. Like, he could have gotten out of the inning. He could have gone another batter or two.
No, I don't think he gets the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, he obviously, the defense didn't help him. Last year, that would always happen. Was it Houck or Crawford? One of those guys had, like, a million, like, unearned runs just because the defense was so bad behind him. So they didn't do him any favors. But just overall, he's so underwhelming.
Well, talking about Bayo and thinking about Rafaela, who actually had mostly a good day yesterday, although he ran into an out at third base.
Yeah, but
he homered. He had a nice catch. You know,
three hits.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need him running into outs.
No.
I think that's representative of Cora not having his finger on the pulse and guys running into outs constantly and making errors. That's a reflection on the manager in some way. But they paid Bayo, they paid Rafaela, they paid Campbell early. How are those looking? Like, the idea is,
I'm telling you, you got to be, people laughed at me. You got to be leery of the guy that is willing to sign super early.
Yeah.
Are they betting on themselves, or are they like, holy crap, we fooled them?
Well, just, this is the new way they want to do business. They don't want to pay through the nose in free agency. Well, okay, this is your new way of doing business. Get to these guys early and pay them, which I'm on board with.
Yeah.
But would you say Bayo or Rafaela or Campbell? And Campbell, it's very, very early. I get that. Would you say that's worked out? Like, none of those have worked.
No, none of them have yet. Like, I still am glad that they did it with Campbell. And it's also not an insane contract, right? Like, there's also a sliding scale of, like, how much money you're giving these guys. But, you know, my guess is we're not sitting here next year talking about the big extension with Marcelo Meyer.
No.
My guess is he's going to wait and get what he feels like he deserves. He's going to bet on himself. Maybe yeah. Roman Anthony the same way.
And maybe he would have been more willing to take your crappy contract if you didn't stash him in AAA and prevent him from winning Rookie of the Year or runner-up in Rookie of the Year to save a few bucks. Yeah. You know,
terrible.
7 years from now.
Right. Exactly.
What do you want first? You want Cora before the game yesterday on Devers, or do you want
sure.
some of Breslow?
No, let's go in order. So okay. what we first heard was yesterday we heard Cora, who is having a horrible season.
Yes. Yeah,
there's no way around it. Alex Cora is having an awful season.
Stay tuned. We're going to go on the clock at high noon and fix the Red Sox.
And we might have a similar plan.
The manager is going to be prominently featured in at least one of the plans.
Yeah.
And I earmuffs out there, Alex Cora, who's going to be on WEEI Afternoons later today because he bailed out of the interview earlier this week.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Is he on today?
I think so.
We thought he was earlier.
He's supposed to be on Tuesday. Bailed out.
What's going on? It's an off day, though.
I was also told he wasn't on the pregame show yesterday.
So I know once a week he doesn't do the pregame.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Well, I'm just saying.
He bailed on Tuesday. He was not on the pregame yesterday.
All right. What's going on? Does he have a meeting? Graduation we don't know about?
Something at the paper company? I'm not sure. But anyway, this is Cora before the game yesterday, slamming one door shut, but shockingly leaving another open as it relates to Devers. Let's hear it.
Alex, last homestand, you were talking about Devers, and you said he still views himself as a position everyday player. Is there no ground balls at third, like start the process? Is it just not going to take him?
Not at third base, no. No, and we keep talking about the other position, but as of now, it's not happening.
Ongoing conversations?
We always have conversations, yeah.
So there's more conversations about him possibly not first
more.
And third?
Not more. No. Third base, he's not going to play third base.
But I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding. Like, so there have been conversations about first base with him?
We're still talking about the situation, man. Like, this is where we at. You know, there's a chance Christian's going to play first base this weekend in Atlanta. Yeah. You know, like, there's conversations, you know. I don't have to go specifics, but the third base part of it is a no.
Okay. There's so much in there.
It's incredible.
First of all, good job by Lou. Good job by Spear.
Right.
Good job by both of them.
Yeah.
By the way, so you're having conversations, you're not having conversations?
So Spear basically, like, is how I would have reacted the same way. I'm like, hold on, slow down.
Wait, what?
I feel like I've been hit in the head. You're saying that he will not play third base, which is the position he's always played his entire life, but you're having ongoing conversations about first base?
No, but also...
So you're trying to break him on first base,
also,
but there's a no on third base.
No, also, we're not having any more... it's very clear, he's like, well, we haven't had any new conversations.
No, we had conversations.
We've had conversations
ongoing.
In the past.
Ongoing would also include, like, it's not done.
Well, there'll be more in the future, I think, is what he's implying. But,
like why on earth would he maybe play first and not play third at all?
So I think it's stupid, but I have a theory why.
Okay.
Devers, maybe they think the door is open for Devers to just go straight to first. What Devers really doesn't want to do is play some third. When Bregman comes back, get moved again to first. Now, that's what a good teammate would do.
Well, how about this?
But I have a theory. That's my theory. They're like, look, Rafi, we need you to help out. You don't want to do it at third because you're just going to move again 2 months from now? Fine.
Yeah, but
just start taking grounders at first and get your ass over there.
So this is where you and I differ. Like, I say first base, forget about it. Forget about it.
But Cora says door's open.
Which I don't get. Like, I think it tracks with everything else that's going on with this team. Like, they're a disaster. I think Devers should play third base until Bregman gets back and then go back to DH. That's what I think they should do. And it's like, well, no, definitely not going to do that. The position that he wants to play and the position he's the most comfortable at. What kind of butcher is he going to be at first base? Like, I don't want him to figure that out now.
Right.
Even if you gave him all spring, I wouldn't have been confident in him at first base. So let him DH. But now when you have both your corner infielders hurt, one for the season and one for maybe 10 weeks, maybe a third of the season. I get it if it's like a 10-day IL.
Yep.
Or if Bregman had to go to a graduation. I'd be like, all right, I'm not playing Devers at third for a weekend.
Right.
But for 50 games?
Right, a couple of months.
I'll play him for 50 games
that
at third.
That could get you back into the playoff race. And again, if nothing else, okay, we are moving you around a little bit. And I guess in a perfect world, that's not fair to you, Rafi. We moved you to DH. Then we asked you to play first. You didn't want to do it. Now we're asking you to play third on top of that. You don't want to do it. We are jerking you around a little bit. But what would a good teammate do?
A good teammate would play wherever they tell you to play.
A good teammate would pick up their glove and at bare minimum go to third.
I don't know.
That they desperately wanted to play months ago.
But if you're Devers,
but
too.
But Cora slammed the door shut on that. He's like, that's not happening.
So how, but what, I don't understand how third can be shut and first base is like, we're going to keep going. So what's going to change his mind? If you haven't changed his mind at this point, if just Casas being out for the year didn't change his mind, and if Bregman being out for months, didn't change his mind. He's not playing first base. But are you slamming the door in third, or is he? I mean, probably him. But, like, you're not going to talk about that? It's just, it's comical. It really is. Like, just what a horrible teammate. And Cora's doing nothing about it.
I mean, what a horrible manager. What a horrible teammate. Yep. But what a horrible manager. Breslau highlighted this.
He's kind of useless.
He is, I mean.
He's without use.
Curtis did a good job badgering around Breslau today. He's like, all right, like, I don't want to oversimplify it, but if he's just following your data and your advice and your analytics, what exactly does he do? And Breslau said, well, there is more to it. You're oversimplifying, and I'm paraphrasing, but a big role of the manager is dealing with personalities.
How's that going?
It's going horribly.
it's the pits.
If that's a big role for him, I can't imagine doing worse. I really genuinely
can't. So he manages the personalities. So you have Devers that it started early with the miscommunication, and that's both Cora and Breslau. The miscommunication set this whole thing off on the wrong foot. You haven't been able to correct it at all. So the Devers situation's a mess. Then you have Liam Hendricks saying he wants to be used more, and then he goes out there and he actually stinks once that you start using him. Garrett Crochet, you're not communicating to him when he's going to pitch more or less or things like that. You're moving guys all around the field. You're not calling up your top prospect. Like, nobody's having like a career season. Nobody can look at it and say, like, well, this guy's really doing well. Like, whatever the communication is by the manager, it's working on player X.
Actually, it's funny because Devers might be on track for a career season.
So, maybe.
So you're right. So Devers is a funny case, though, because Devers at the plate right now does have good numbers, but he's also kind of the face of the dysfunction of the team.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you do have him producing at the plate.
Part of the reason people are playing out of position and your lineup blows is because he won't move. So, like, he is producing, but he's also ruining two other positions right now.
Correct.
So, yeah, he is the face of it. That might not be fair, but he is.
If he played third, you wouldn't have Meyer. He'd still be in AAA.
Well, I disagree. Then my criticism would not be directed at Cora anymore.
Story for whatever reason, they can't get rid of
it. But then my criticism would be levied at Breslau, and it would be levied at ownership and service time manipulation. Then I'd have a different criticism.
But my guess is that Meyer would then play second, which he was going to do, and Campbell, who they now think is ready to play first, would play first. Well, so I think you would have all those guys.
At least Roman Anthony's going to be here soon, right?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It's the off day. Cotillo said, you know, he's expecting changes on the off day. It's not the off day. They got swept by the Brewers. They've lost five in a row. They're terrible. It's a terrible, terrible baseball team.
He's just hitting rockets all
changes
over Polo
Park. Changes are coming,
Park.
Right? Roman Anthony, a home run the other day, exit velo, apologies, Mark and Medford, 115 miles an hour.
Wow.
Here was Breslau earlier today discussing, well, telling you, why Roman Anthony will not be called up.
Yeah, so I think it's a fair question, especially when you look at Roman's performance, you know, in the upper levels of the minor leagues and notably in AAA, to start this season, you know, and Roman can be a really, really good player, which we think he is, and still have some development opportunities that he's working through, whether that's getting comfortable in left field. He missed a little bit of time with an injury to his throwing shoulder, you know, working on some things at the plate, despite the fact that the stat lines are going to scream otherwise. But I think we also need to be mindful of the environment that Roman would be coming into and the pressure that we could potentially be putting on a 21-year-old, you know, in the midst of a losing streak to come up and save the team. So Roman's time is coming. I don't think there's any question about that. And we've got to figure out, you know, kind of what is best for the organization, what is best for him.
We don't want to put pressure on these young kids, like just throw Meyer in there or Campbell in there. We don't want to maybe it's progress, Keith. Maybe they've learned. We're like, we ruined these two. We're not going to ruin him, too.
No, I reject the answer.
What a wild answer.
It was insane. And I just feel like, so at the beginning of the year, you're kind of saying the team's too good for these guys to be called up.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
50, 60
games. Not Campbell,
though. You're right, right. The other two. But now the team sucks too much to call them up. So they were too good. Now they're too bad.
Yeah.
So there's no room for it.
We got a Goldilocks this.
There'd be way too much pressure on them. Here's an idea. Call them up at the same time as Meyer. Then it's not like there's one savior. They're both in the lineup together. And, like, I heard Curtis respond to Breslau, and I agree with him. He's like, if Roman Anthony right now went up and was like started his career two for 20. Nobody's going to lose their mind. Like, what is this kid doing? Why is he here? First of all, he'd fit right in with the rest of the lineup. But you'd be like, all right, at least there's a guy I want to see play. And I think it also takes a little bit of the pressure off of Meyer, who you had hitting cleanup. Christian Campbell, who you're going to have on his fourth position this weekend,
has also hit cleanup.
Mm-hmm. So these guys are so used to playing together throughout the minor leagues, maybe they'd be the most comfortable playing them all together at the major league level. If Christian Campbell and Meyer were still in the minor leagues, everything he said about Roman Anthony might make a little sense.
Yeah, if all of those guys
were
down
there.
Yeah.
Even then, you're like, the guy's crushing. He's got a 978 OPS. He's just hitting rocket ships every game. No. But it doesn't make any sense when you look at how they've handled the other two guys.
If there's anybody they rushed, it's Campbell, and he was the first one here. So, like, I don't want to hear that they can't rush him. And by the way, we're still begging for Roman Anthony to be up here, but we've been talking about this for weeks.
Oh, a long time.
Like, right around May 1st, they dropped two in a row to Toronto. I feel like it was starting to get noisy then. Maybe it was even louder earlier in April. But I feel like right around May 1st, they dropped two to Toronto. Cora is just asleep at the wheel. He's pitching to Vladdy with first base open. It's right in that stretch. Okay, they lose an extra inning game. They lose the final game where he pitches to Guerrero. Vladdy hits a three-run homer. I feel like it got loud then. They were a game over 500.
Right. Like, now they're four under.
Yeah, so like if you didn't want to call him up in a situation which is too crappy, well, you should have listened to everybody asking for him 3 weeks ago. So none of that made sense. If you missed any of it, you can go back. Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Front Office Report with the Greg Hill Show every Thursday at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We didn't play well today. You know, the score was the score, but, we walked the offside guy. We didn't cover first. We dropped a fly ball on the left. We got thrown out of third. We made the play at the end. So, the score will say that it was a good baseball game, but we didn't play well today.
How was Alex Cora yesterday? Again, I don't know where these song selections are coming from for Nick today.
Nick's spinning the hits.
Really playing the hits today. Alex Cora not happy with the way the team played yesterday. He'd been happy prior to that.
Yeah, no, they've been doing great.
They've lost five in a row. They're four games under 500. For more on this, Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. He joins us every Thursday at 11:30. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depends on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
Oh, my. If there was ever a time to yell McFarland, it is now.
Yes.
I mean, let's go. I am ready to go. I'm ready to rant. Let's go.
There's okay. A lot to rant
There's
about.
There's a lot to rant
there
about.
There is. Where do you want to start? Rant
play,
away.
Just play. It's just, hey, Boston Red Sox, just play the great game of baseball, all right? Just stop overthinking things. Just play the great game of baseball. Hey, Boston Red Sox front office, just put the best team on the field. I mean, just put your best foot forward. That's what this is all about. You know, I wrote about this today. I looked back and the Mets, this was the jumping off point for the Mets. People didn't realize or forget they were 11 games under 500 right now. 11 games under 500. They're like 19 games back. And then they have a team meeting. They had some hard conversations. They make some tough decisions. And next thing you know, they had the best record in baseball and in the National League Championship Series. It's about making tough decisions. It's about getting uncomfortable. It's about not saying, well, we think this is happening back 2 months ago. We think this is happening a month ago. It is about looking at what you have and making tough decisions. And we can go through this. We can go through Devers. The answer that Craig Breslow gave about the crochet 85 pitch thing, I had said that initially. I had said that right out of the gate. Cora was getting ripped for this. I said, just listen to Cora before the game. He said, people smarter than me make these decisions about how long these guys go. He was setting this up already. And that isn't good. That isn't good. Greg can talk about how this is a collaborative thing, but I come back to Joe Maddon. When Joe Maddon got fired, he said, one of the problems with managing now is that when the game starts, you have seven voices in your head. And that's sort of how it feels right now. I mean, I'm all over the place.
No.
But
so who's safer, Craig Breslow or Alex Cora? Who do you think John Henry would side with?
I think it's even right now. I think everyone talks about Cora.
But if he's
going to
side with one.
Oh, if Henry?
Yeah.
No. I think it's honestly, I'm not copping out. I think this is a reality. I think it's too early for Breslow, the guy that they hired. They know the narrative of, 4 years and out. They don't want to do this all over again. They probably like a lot of what he did. And by the way, Craig Breslow had a great offseason, the guys they brought in. We know that how much they really, really like Alex Cora. We could talk about Alex Cora's year, but how much they value and like Alex Cora, no matter what the record is, no matter what the actions are this year, whatever it is. So that's your answer to your question.
I just don't understand how you can like a manager so much when you take away so much of his responsibilities or what the responsibilities used to be in the past. I know all teams use a lot of stats and advanced metrics and everything else. But if you're not going to let the manager kind of manage on feel or like each day is a little bit different, I don't know why you pay him all that money to begin with.
I think it's a problem throughout baseball. And I think Cora's, when we look at Cora and we've talked about Cora's season so far, whenever a manager is having a bad year, a lot of times who's had a good year in the past and we think he's a good manager, a lot of times it's not having a feel for exactly what you have and come back to it. When you have a lot of voices in your head, when you have a lot of stuff going on, I look at some of the decisions in the last two games, for instance, and you have the pinch hitting pinch running for Narvaez, right? And then it comes back to Connor Wong.
They pitch around Devers to pitch to
right.
Juan. Yep.
So it's, you're just a little off. I get what you're doing. You're just a little off. Yesterday, you pinch hit for Marcelo Meyer with Christian Kimball, who is the worst hitter in baseball in the month of May. I mean, that is no.
What about Trevor Story?
No, he's worse than Trevor Story. Worse.
He's got competition.
Worse OPS
wow.
in the month of May.
Wow.
And so
impressive.
You pinch hit, and that comes back to, I don't know if Cora has a good grasp of like what Marcelo Meyer is yet. And in large part because all these moving parts, all these different things, you just have to lock in on what you feel confident in. And I said this today, like, okay, this is how I view it. I have seen enough where I know that Christian Gamble, I don't know what you're doing, moving him around all over the place. Send him down to the minors, have him learn first base, get his confidence back. He looks like a completely different guy than he did in April. There, moves to Don Rafaela into the infield. I know that he's one of the best defensive outfielders in baseball. I don't care. What is best for this team is him playing the infield and Roman Anthony playing the outfield. Also, this is an enormous part of this, perception-wise, Rafael Devers, even if it's just giving him a glove, going out to first base, taking a couple grounders, the perception of it is so powerful right now. Instead of after the game, I'm watching the Nesson feed, and he's just sitting in the dugout, staring straight ahead, clearly upset they lost. But all I'm thinking is, well, if you're that upset that you lost,
right.
then aren't you doing everything possible to change that narrative?
Did they play David Hamilton? He had never played third base before. They played David Hamilton at third.
Everybody plays 100 positions. This guy won't
get off his ass and play third base. Twitch chat, by the way, loving Matt Bradfo. Just
Matt
FYI.
Brad.
Matt Brad yeah. is okay. what they're loving. But on Devers, why on I still can't wrap my head around that Cora answer yesterday from pregame. The door is shut on third base, but they're going to have future conversations about first? Like, what? How did you read into that answer from Cora? I thought the door was slammed shut at first.
So I've heard a lot of what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I mean, listen, the guy, you go back to the no press conference, and you wanted to play. Okay, here's your chance to play. All right. The third base thing, I think, is they just say, and I don't necessarily disagree with this, Marcelo Meyer, till Alex Bregman comes back, you're a third baseman. You're a third baseman. He's going to be better than Devers. It's fine. But still, if Rafael Devers ever wants to play in the field again, it is going to be at first base. And so that's where, like, you have to say, hey, here's your chance, Rafi. If you want to play at all, and maybe he can't play there. Maybe he won't be any good. But the reality is that right now, as we sit here, I'll come back to the Mets thing. They have this team meeting on May 29th after being beat 10-3 by the Dodgers, after falling 11 games under 500, they have a team meeting and have hard conversations, make tough decisions. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, this isn't easy to backtrack Rafael Devers, but still, what is the best for the team? If you don't want to be in the dugout staring straight ahead, wondering what's going on, then you, if nothing else, just take a couple grounders at first before the game. See if it hits. Because even if you don't play first base, it sends the message that you so valuable need right now.
Well, Craig Breslow said a lot of big words this morning, but what is the real reason Roman Anthony's not up yet?
Oh, I actually believe that they think that they're slow playing this, but it makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, because we talked about this before when it said about, well, we don't want to make it seem like he is have to be the guy. Well, Marcelo Meyer was just called up.
Right.
Marcelo Meyer is.
But also 2 weeks ago, there wasn't as much of a like sense of urgency, like the season slipping away. They weren't great. They were like 2 games over .500. But we all wanted Roman Anthony up 2 weeks ago, and they weren't bringing him up. And it wasn't like a savior scenario
but,
then.
But even then, you can say, oh, well, you have Bregman. You have this offense. It's okay and everything else. But and I agree with you.
Okay.
But right now, it's not. There's no room for interpretation.
No.
I mean, there's zero room for interpretation in terms of what you need for the what's best for the baseball team. Are you going to be as good defensively in the outfield? No. But you need to find answers offensively. Roman Anthony is an answer offensively. Roman Anthony is a guy that you can put in the middle of the order, much like they just had Marcelo Meyer hitting cleanup, by the way. Mm-hmm. And the good thing I like about both those guys is that they're and you guys know Marcelo Meyer.
Well, we're best friends with Marcelo Meyer.
But I've said this before, they're just the right amount of cocky, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to, when Tristan Casas says his thing about all these guys being wanted sent down, they didn't like say, oh, Tristan, you're so right. No, like they're like, what are you talking about? I'm going to make the team, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I don't think there's an element of, oh, we're going to be blown away if we get to the major leagues. So to answer your question, like I do think that they're like, oh, we got to check off this box, that box, this box. But it comes back to this. What is best for the team? And last thing in that respect, mm-hmm. the Garrett Crochet thing. Like Garrett Crochet, I said this at the outset. Like I said that, you know, that this was everyone's railing on Cora. I said, you know, this is the thing. But Crochet is an example of you don't just take what's in a vacuum. You don't just take this because everybody knew at that time you had one reliever who hadn't pitched. You had one reliever available. So you have baseball scientists. You have to factor all that in. Much like this with Roman Anthony. Yeah, maybe he doesn't know how to slide quite the way that you want. Maybe he isn't the greatest left fielder. But for what your team needs at the most important time, you have to call this guy up because that skill set. And by the way, the Crochet thing,
mm-hmm.
and what we should also factor in, at that point in time, they needed to keep the momentum going. They needed that
100%.
They needed the win because you know what's happened. Time. You know what happened since?
They lost. They don't win.
Yeah.
They lost
like every game.
They won that series. They won 2 out of 3 in that series. It felt like a loss. Best case scenario, it's the off day. Even a minor move. Are we getting anything today? Are we getting any moves today?
Yeah, I tuned in to 215, right? With Alex Cora. I mean, it certainly didn't feel like when Craig Breslow was talking this morning.
I agree.
That it was going to be anything.
I didn't get the sense. Maybe he was being real cagey.
Yeah,
I didn't get the sense anything was happening. I mean, we've already said.
Other than bringing the infield in with 2 outs.
We've already said, the box. If the team doesn't want to do it, we're going to put it on ourselves to go to Worcester and go get the guy. We're going to drive him to Roman Anthony if the Red Sox want to. That's usually how it works.
You have to drive somebody.
I won't lose my keys.
I'll have
my keys on me. We'll go get Roman Anthony.
They're not in Pawtucket anymore. We don't have to cross state lines. It's all within the state.
As a, what is he, 22? I think as a 22-year-old, I probably lost my keys, but probably not for 3 weeks.
No, that seems like a long time to not have the keys.
Somebody texted us. I think the ghost probably did it. I think it's probably what was going on.
Yeah. Well,
Bradfoe, I like
fiery Bradfoe.
I like this side of you.
Well deserved.
Not to say that I don't always enjoy our chats, but I like this side of you.
Fork of the road. What's today? Thursday.
Yes.
Rubber meets the road Thursday.
That's right.
I like Madfoe joining us here on Thursdays on Jones.
Let me write that down.
All right. Another marketing.
Baseball certainly isn't boring.
Check out the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey app and check them out all over WEEI. It's Jones and Kiefer, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Rather, now I know Keith. The clubhouse is on Netflix.
We're
two of the only people who have watched it.
We're like the only ones.
There's a lot of actual good sports documentaries.
There's a bunch of sports docs
on Netflix.
I ripped a bunch of them.
Keith has watched them. He has reviews. Stay tuned.
Is hunting Bin Laden a sport? No.
Ooh. Mm, it should be.
There's a Brett Favre one.
Yep.
Gilbert Arenas.
Yep.
Liver King.
I saw all of those.
All right. Well, we got Keith's review. Okay. Maybe Bradfoe's review as well.
Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How about this? This is a suggestion from the text line.
Yeah.
Any System of a Down is a good time for me.
There's a specific theme to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yep. This is off of, I believe, Mesmerize.
Nice.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Hypnotize, which came out around the same time.
Or Steal This Album.
Also, yeah, that even predates these two.
Yeah.
All very good. But sports documentaries, Jones, I ripped a bunch of them on Netflix. They had the Untold series, which is kind of like JV 30 for 30. It's good topics, but not necessarily what you would call a great documentary.
So I watched the Johnny Football one, which wasn't great. What's an example of a good one that they've done?
I thought the Malice in the Palace one was pretty good.
Okay. Okay. I think I saw that.
And so that was one where they sat down and talked to a bunch. That might have been the first one they did, actually.
Was the Manti Te'o one of these? It was, right?
Manti Te'o was.
They did like the two-part investigation with the cousin and everything? That was this?
So, yeah, that was one. Okay. The Rise and Fall of And One was actually very entertaining. Who didn't love And One?
If I was old enough to buy stock at the time, I would have bought a lot of stock
Hot
in And
Sauce,
One.
Yeah. The Professor.
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Oh yeah, he was a big guy.
He could set a double screen.
Yeah, he could
by
play.
Himself.
Cadillac.
Could play. Yeah, there were Cadillac could play.
Yeah,
they had a lot of guys, and I love the one guy on there that was like, I think his name was 50 because he said he could jump 50 inches and score 50 on you.
Nice.
And he was convinced he was the best player in any gym. And the guy he was like, so you telling me if you walk into a gym with Tim Duncan, you're the best player in the gym? He's like, that's right. How come you're not in the league then?
Okay, man. Yeah.
He was very confident. Yeah, Johnny Football was one. They did the Swamp Kings. Remember the Florida Gators?
Yeah, I didn't see. I heard that one was bad, but that's
it wasn't like, great. That's the problem.
That's my kind of content.
That's
though, yeah.
Legitimately the best team probably to do a documentary of. And Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow were both a part of it. And so I think they make Urban Meyer look better than he probably should be because he agreed to do it. So that's sort of the issue with these two because it's like
you have a good access.
Who are you talking to? Who are you not talking to? So, for example, there are three out right now that came out in 2025. I don't know if they have plans for more. One was called Shooting Guards,
which was a play on words because it was about the Gilbert Arenas, Javaris Crittenden situation.
What a story.
Ironically, I believe both point guards, but they called him, the doc is called shooting guards. Hmm. The Liver King. You seen this guy on the internet?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, for, wild a man. For a while, I would just like get videos of him on, I guess, my For You, which who knows what else I've been scrolling
through. I don't know what your algorithm
is. But I would get bombarded with these Liver King videos on my social media.
Yeah, I usually get like bum fights or like boobs. And then you're watching Liver King videos?
I'm just getting jacked dudes is what I'm getting.
Just no shirt, ripped to smithereens, eating raw liver. You're like, that's what I want on my feed.
I don't know. I mean, look.
So I watched.
I don't know how it got there, but it was there.
And then the other one was Brett Favre. And so real quick, the Liver King one, I was convinced he was dead. So the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be like a sad.
If you told me that guy was AI, I would have been even surprised.
Fake.
Yeah.
He's fake.
Yeah.
So he's a real guy.
Okay.
And he is like just ripped. He looks like a late 90s baseball player, a late 90s or even cleanup hitter,
like a wrestler.
He does look a lot like a wrestler.
Yeah.
He's got the gimmick. He's the Liver King.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. It turns out he didn't get that big just on liver.
Oh, come on.
No.
There was more to it?
Because this was his thing. He had like these things that he would preach. Like he had like seven things or whatever. And they're like, it was like, you know, drink a lot of water. You know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins. It's like one of these guys where it's I naturally got this big. It's healthy to like kill a bull and then eat it raw. Like you're like, really? And his wife's in this thing. He has two kids that are both like skinny, but they just eat like raw meat. It's bizarre. But then like people start, he got really popular like overnight. So then people started sniffing around on Liver King.
Yeah.
Turns out. Also using a little bit of the HGH.
Come on.
He's not natural.
Come on.
So it burst a lot of dreams, sadly, but Liver King doing it perhaps not the cleanest way. The Brett Favre one, obviously Brett Favre's not in it. And so this is Jen Sturger. I think we all remember. You and I are the same age. Jen Sturger's our age.
Oh, yeah.
She was like the most. It's hard to explain to somebody.
She used to ring out on the internet. That name,
correct.
That name rang out, yeah.
And now it's such a different world. But if you go back to 2005... It's like early, early Facebook. There is no Instagram. There is no Twitter. This girl and like, it's funny, Lana, I don't know what her real name, what the hell's her name? CJ Perry, I think her name is. She's like in wrestling, was like one of the other girls.
She was Jen Sturger's pal at FSU?
Yes. So the Florida State like cowgirls or whatever they called them. It was like the biggest thing in the world. Then they went in like Maxim and Playboy and she got a job. But anyway, she got a job at the Jets. She's the girl that famously got the... unit picture from Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And then it's, so that's the whole thing. I thought that one was interesting enough. Obviously it's one side, but Brett Favre is a terrible guy. There's that good line from a Green Bay Packers beat writer where he said his editor went to him and was like, listen, Brett Favre's wife has cancer. Remember when she was going through like breast cancer? And they're like, we'd really like you to write a Favre the Family Man story. And the guy goes, I don't write fiction. So I was like, yeah, I guess like always people around him weren't surprised by any of the stuff that happened with the Jets.
And
it's one of those.
It's really only gotten worse for him in his personal life. Yeah.
But the one that I found the most interesting, and they talked to both Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, was that one. And how that whole story, just like how it got to that point, like how they were playing cards. Then the next thing you know, there's like
what
guns in the locker room.
What were they playing? Was it Bure?
I forget.
What were they playing?
They were
playing for big money.
But it was honestly...
And Crittenden didn't pay? Is that the deal?
So I guess the story really got kind of twisted and like the facts got out wrong. And I think it was more like Gilbert Arenas was yelling at Crittenden because Crittenden didn't like the way one person was playing. And then Arenas sort of like stepped in and then got mad at Crittenden. And then Crittenden wanted somebody else to pay somebody. It was like a whole convoluted thing. And then it got oversimplified in the media. But long story short, both guys did bring guns to the locker room, but Crittenden's like a legit gang member. And then And then he ended up, after he left the league, and this is known, it's not like a spoiler, but like after he left the league, he killed someone, like went to prison.
It's a
wild story.
So I don't remember any of this. This is all covered in the documentary.
It's all in the documentary, and they talked to both Gilbert and Crittenden. And this is how I looked at it. It's like Gilbert Arenas, you know, everybody's been on teams, I assume, or whatever. Gilbert Arenas is just like the jokester. Like he's the practical joker. And then not everybody can joke around, right?
Yeah.
And so like I think he kind of like pushes people's buttons.
You don't need to joke around with the legit gang member.
Right.
And then I think in the future kill somebody.
Right. Yeah. And then I think Crittenden's just like, this guy's doing this and like whatever else. And then like they threatened each other. And then Gilbert Arenas, huge gun guy. which I didn't know. Like, he has like hundreds, thousands of guns. And then this is the other part of it. This is a minor spoiler, I guess. So he claims the reason why he got such a lengthy suspension wasn't because the guns were in the locker room, which obviously is bad enough, but because every time they would go to Arizona, he would get a bunch of guns, put them on the team flight, and bring them back to D.C. So he transported guns on the team plane.
They were trafficking guns on the team plane.
Yes. So he's like, that's what it was. And so Gilbert's...
Somewhere Jack Jones is like, what's the big deal?
He's like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
But like, because those flights aren't checked by anybody.
No.
And so that's what he was doing. And he was like
going to Arizona, buying guns.
Like a ton of guns.
For his own personal use?
He collects guns.
Okay.
He has an incredible collection of guns.
Maybe trafficking wasn't the right term, but he was transferring them across state lines for sure.
Yeah, so this was that was the best one of the three. I also was a huge fan of his as a player. I loved Gilbert Arenas. Those Wizards teams were fun as hell, man.
He was good.
He was really, really good. And so they do a good job talking to him. They talk to some of the teammates. You know who comes across pretty good is Nick Young. They talk to Swaggy P.
Really?
They have an old clip. Because Nick Young, not a snitch.
No.
And so they even talked to him.
D'Angelo Russell.
Snitch. Snitched on Nick Young.
Yeah.
But they have a great shot with Nick Young, like right when I think Peter Vesey was the one that broke the story. And he's in it too.
Yeah.
And they asked Nick Young about, like, are there guns in the locker room? He's like, no. Like, he's just like, no. Like, dude, there were for sure guns in the locker room. But he's like, he wasn't going to spill the beans.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, it was that was a good one. Andre Blotch is in it. Remember him?
Yeah.
Out of high school.
Good player.
That Wizards team was an odds.
Good player is an exaggeration.
No, he was a player.
Yeah, he'd get you some points.
But anyway, check that one out. Shooting Guards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shooting Guards, The Liver King, and what's the Brett Favre one again?
The Fall of Favre. Yeah, because then it also gets, it's Jen Sturger and the Mississippi welfare fund scandal. Like, yeah. It's both those things.
So you're giving, which one you recommend Shooting Guards?
I would go Shooting Guards 100% watch. Probably could skip the Favre one, to be honest. And then Liver King?
Got to be in the right mood.
Yeah, maybe the right mood for Liver King. Perfect for you and your algorithm, but for everybody else.
I feel like I've already seen everything I need to see.
Yeah, it's probably
is
true.
What I feel like.
That is probably true.
Okay. Well, good review there by Rich Keefe. Mm-hmm. All of those up on Netflix, The Untold Series. 617-779-7937. It remains untold if the Red Sox are going to make any moves today. Alex Cora joins WEEI Afternoons because he bailed on Tuesday. He's going to be on today instead, so you'll catch that on WEEI Afternoons. He may want to put on the earmuffs. We're going on the clock.
Oh, boy.
Fixing the Red Sox in just 60 seconds. We will do that with all your thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic
salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.